chains. Built a game that changed the plane.
Yeah, that was an AI-generated song called Engine of Doom. I went to Suno and typed in, like, write a song about how Doom... Because they recently came out with a new version of Doom. What is it called? Oh, here. Doom the Dark Ages. ID's newest Doom game is Doom the Dark Ages, released on May 15th, 2025. The prequel to the 2016 reboot. So I said, well, there's a song about Doom and how it was, like, the father of all first-person shooters, and how, like, Cyrix, you couldn't run into Cyrix because the latency with the memory was too great, and so it came out, it outputted that song. So what else? Before that we heard The Baseball Project and Harvey Haddix from Volume 1, Frozen Ropes and Dying Quails, released in 2008, and that's because I played a song when it was close to the anniversary of the Harvey Haddix's Perfect Game, which was May 26, 1959, so it's close to the 66th anniversary of that game. Before that, we heard the Jay Giles Band, I Do, from Showtime, released in 1982. Before that, we heard Genesis and Paper Late from Three Sides Live, also released in 1982. We heard Marshall Crenshaw and Someday, Someway from his self-titled debut album, also released in 1982. And we started the show with Gary Portnoy and theme from Cheers, Where Everybody Knows Your Name, from Tube Tunes, Volume 3 of the 80s. It was a compilation. Oh, wow, they have a... They show, like, a... Lonnie Anderson, Ted Danson, Gavin McLeod, and somebody else on the cover. Oh, Don Johnson. Yeah. Here's a Don Johnson. I'm not sure who else it is with on the cover. I don't know. Probably somebody from, like, some soap opera, because I'd... Oh, yeah, they probably have somebody from Dynasty, Joan Collins. Anyway, it's 38 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the This Day in Music before we fall too far behind. So, oh, and it's the wrong playlist here. The next show. Oh, here we go. Yes, yeah, let's do the intro here.
Chronicling This Day in Music on the next show.
And this week, we're celebrating, among other things, the birthday... All right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're celebrating the birthday of Joe Cocker, who was born today in May 20th, 1944. So he would be 81 years old. He won't be celebrating his birthday, however, because he died in 2014.
Thank you. closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know. town. Won't take long, just you watch and see how the fellas lay their money down. One style is new, but the face is the same as it was so long ago. One eye, a different smile, that light of one who knows. From the Lord above. People talking all around about the way you left me flat. I don't care what the people say, I know where their jive is at. One thing I do have on my mind, if you can clarify it too, it's the way you call me another guy's name. I try to make love. Thank you.
Yes. That was Bonorama. And their cover version of Led Zeppelin's Heartbreaker. From Bonorama Plays Zeppelin, released in 2019. That's compared to the fact that on this day, in 1969, that Led Zeppelin started 3 days of recording and mixing sessions at A&R Studios in New York City, which included the recording of Heartbreaker and various other parts for new tracks for the group's forthcoming second album. The band were under pressure to finish sessions for the second album so they could release in time for the autumn market. And before that, we heard Wings and With a Little Luck. That's from the compilation, the 7-inch singles. That's also from London Town, I think, released in 1978. And that's compared to the fact that today, on this day in March 20th, 1978, Paul McCartney went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with A Little Luck, his sixth solo album. Six solo U.S. number one. On this day, so that was like 47 years ago today. Before that, we heard Semisonic in Closing Time from Feeling Strangely Fine, released in 1998. That was the 20th anniversary edition. And that's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Dan Wilson, American musician, singer, songwriter. He wrote Closing Time for his band, Semisonic. Born this day, March 20th, 1961. So he's 64 years old today. And before that, we heard Haircut 100 and Love Plus One. From Pelican West, released in 1982. Ooh, the sounds of 1982. That's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Nick Hayward, guitar vocals from Haircut 100. He's also 64 years old today. And then we heard the Go-Go's and Our Lips Are Sealed from Beauty and the Beast, released in 1981, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. That's to commemorate the fact that it's the birthday of Jan Weeden. So she's 67 years old today. And we started things off with Joe Cocker and The Letter from Mad Dogs and the Englishmen, a cover version of the Box Top song. That's to commemorate the fact that today is the birthday of Joe Cocker, who would have been 81 years old today. By the way, Clay, don't get too... My sister was born that year. She's 69. Sister was born that... I was born that year, too. I remember, like, I got for my birthday, my 13th birthday, I got a Sound Design stereo. I'm almost ashamed to admit, but I did get the Sound Design stereo. And it was actually, you know, the quality control was pretty good. Had a turntable and the FM radio that I could use to get, like, this far away... I got a station in, like, Connecticut or something. I used to listen to WFUV on it every night. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. So, 7 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the top of the hour IDs before we fall too far behind. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.eHHH.us, /#SkyScanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com. Replace the O with a zero for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist, however, will not be updated for about a day or so. And you can also join us on at the next at lowbudgetreviews.com for low budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. So anyway, you amazingly enough survived hour number one of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number two of the show featuring songs about coffee and also, what else? We'll have the New Music Express. We'll have that. We'll have that right after this.
Was that this last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital. Radio.
I love you, Dishnuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dishnuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is God. When I'm on the internet, which I am always because I'm omnipresent, I'm usually listening to RFD, Radio Free Dishnuts, talk and music for a sound mind.
Listening to a sick show and just can't cope with what you're hearing? Too much heavy metal? Too much music you've never heard before? Too many long, boring economic lectures? Tell my friends and you need Smilkshake! Yes, that's right. Instant Smilkshake in a can for those sick shows that are just sick shows. Buy some today, unless you're listening on WTND.
Streaming live from my desktop to your living room, or wherever you happen to be right now, this is Radio Free New Jersey.
Guess what? Employers can't find workers. I said, yeah, pay them more. This is an employee's bargaining chip now. What's happening? They're going to have to compete and start paying hardworking people a decent wage. And by the way, talking to inflation, the overwhelming consensus is going to pop up a little bit and then go back down. Pop up a little bit and then go back down. And then go back down.
The new NSA data center in Utah requires 1.7 million gallons of water every single day to operate. Billions of Fourth Amendment violations need massive computers and the water to cool them. That water is being supplied by the state of Utah. Fact, there's absolutely nothing in the Constitution which requires your state to help the feds violate your rights. Our message to Utah, turn it off. No water equals no NSA data center. Visit offnow.org.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the stars from Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Great Job, Rum.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Rum.
Do you know what I like?
Crackers and Jack.
I like crackers and snacks, crackers and snacks, crackers and snacks. I like crackers and snacks, crackers and snacks, crackers and snacks.
Howdy, everybody. This is Kurt Erickson from Austin, Texas. Just wanted to remind you about my Radio Free Roadkill show on Tuesday evenings, starting at 6 p.m. Central Time, where we play lots of music and comedy bits and take your live requests from the chat room. You never know what you might hear on the Roadkill show, so join us every Tuesday for Radio Free Roadkill right here on RFD Radio at 6 p.m. Central Time, and bring your requests. Y'all have a great day.
Friends since their school days in Dublin, Phil Lynott and Brian Downey had played together in various bands before they joined forces as Thin Lizzy with them's guitarist Eric Bell and keyboardist Eric Wixon in 1969. They signed to Decca in 1970 and, led by the charismatic Lynott, provided hard-hitting Celtic charm with two remarkable albums, Thin Lizzy and Shades of a Blue Orphanage, and in 1972 they toured Europe. Later that year, Slade went on tour and Thin Lizzy were booked as their support. Decca released a single to coincide with the tour, a rock adaptation of the traditional Irish ballad Whiskey in the Jar, complete with a catchy guitar riff. It shot out of nowhere into the UK top 10 and was the band's breakout hit in 1973. Phil Lynott was composer or co-composer of almost all of the band's songs. His vision for the band was mystical Celtic meets hard-hitting rock. When Eric Bell left in 1974, Lynott and Downey were on the verge of giving it all up, but then signed up two new guitarists, Brian Robertson and Scott Gorham, and a new era dawned.
Tune in at 6 on a Wednesday night. Clay and Rachie bring the music flight. On RFD, they're spinning the sound.
Full albums play as we gather around.
It's the world according to Clay and Rachie. Grooving tunes and chats that are snappy. Hit the IFC, bring your flair. The music's alive and we're all there.
All right, now, because I wasn't prepared, I don't have the playlist for the show. Oh, wait. I have it here. Yeah. Okay. Cue the intro to the next segment. This one.
And now, it's theme time on the next show.
And I think I've done this before. Songs about coffee. But I'm going to play, like, some tracks that I haven't played already. I didn't have time to, like, to change it. But anyway, here's songs about coffee. This is Bob Dylan.
Teach you how to pick and choose and how to throw the
blade. He oversees his kingdom, though no stranger does intrude. His voice it trembles as he calls out for another plate of food.
Just for words.
hockey cliches that people try to use to stroke us. I don't care too much for pigs and gangs and Minnesota circus. If you want a place in this rat race, I'll stay. Run off and join the circus. If you look inside my head, you'll see things that you probably shouldn't see. Cause my outside is off center, but I can see strangers inside me.
To make it to the Quickie Mart and dump for the rush towards a dollar coffee. I'm smart and hard as a caffeine in my bloodstream. Make my photos so scream.
I'm all for you for shark attack at the bottom of a hot tub weekend.
I take a minute in the morning right before I lose it. Yeah, just a second to decide just how I'll abuse it. Please don't tell me I'm a bad man. I already know. Mistakes and all.
Yeah.
Yes, that was a squeeze. And Black Coffee in Bed from Tweets from a Stranger. Released in 1982. Before that, we were Dew Blonde and Dollar Coffee from Sniff More Gritty. Released in 2024. I think that was like one of the albums that I downloaded for the New Music Express. We heard Warrant and Coffee House from Belly to Belly. Released in 1996. Before that, we heard UFO and Black Cold Coffee from You Are Here. Released in 2004. We heard The Cream. Cream, rather. Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, and Ginger Baker. And The Coffee Song from Fresh Cream, released in 1966. And we started things off with Bob Dylan and One More Cup of Coffee from Desire, released in 1976. So yeah, that's it for the theme time. Next week I'm going to do like, I think next week is like the Tuesday after Memorial Day. So I'm probably going to do songs about summer. That should be interesting. So, next, we're going to do the New Music Express. So it's 42 minutes past the hour, so we should do that before we fall too far behind. So, anyway, let's cue the intro here.
And now, the New Music Express on the next show.
This week, and this is interesting, because like I'm having trouble like getting through the New Music Express. There's a lot of music that's left on the cutting room floor here. Maybe I should have like a fifth hour. Maybe not this week, but maybe like 1 week per month to clear like the New Music Express. But anyway, the new music from the Tune Yards, Billy No Mates, Mourning a Black Star, Friendship, Carolyn Wonderland, amongst other artists. Anyway, we're going to start things off with Tune Yards, a track from their latest album, Better Dreaming, at least on Friday.
The freedom kind, where I must find another. Nothing worth winning. I turned my head and you were gone.
That was Crossroads Smiles and Counting by Five, which was released on Friday on Big Stir Records. That's from the forthcoming album Consequences and Detours. To be released on Big Stir Records on Friday, May 23rd, so a few days from now. So stay tuned for that. Before that, we heard Charlie Musselwhite and Lookout Highway, title track from that album, also released on Friday. We heard Morning Ape, BLK Star, and Stop Lying 2, featuring Lee Baines, from Flowers for the Living, rather coincidentally released on Friday. Before that, we heard Billy Nomate and Nothing Worth Winning from Metal Horse, also released on Friday. And we started things off with Tune Yards and Heartbreak from Better Dreaming, also released on Friday. So yeah, that's it for the New Music Express. There's a lot of stuff that we didn't get to that was left on the cutting room floor. What do we have? We didn't get to Friendship. We didn't get to Avacy. We didn't get to Carol in Wonderland. And we didn't get to some of the stuff that we didn't play, like, last week. We didn't get to, McCluskey, Sleep Token, you know, a lot of stuff that we didn't get to. So anyway, yeah, we'll get to it. I'm thinking of like adding like a fifth hour to the show, but I don't know. We already added like four, and like it was too much music. By the way, if you want to, the Rare was looking pretty ugly. You know, this is a great Alabama friends are okay. The Rare is looking pretty ugly. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. By the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.e888.us, channel pound Skyscanner. You can also join us, and I should type the URL in, you can also join us at nextshow.com on the web. We place the O with a zero for playlists and show archives. The archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlists, however, will not be updated for a day or so. You can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. You have amazingly enough survived hour number two of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number three of the show featuring Mandatory Mail at midnight, close to midnight anyway. And also the feature arts which is Sunvolt. We'll have that right after this.
Radio.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hey-ho, Kermit the Frog here. Listen to the Tom and Daryl Show on Friday night.
Starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Time.
one red Solo cup.
Red Solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Hey, you know if you're not doing anything on Wednesday nights, you should totally tune into The World According to Clay and Richie at 6 a.m. Central on the RFD Network.
Why don't Americans save money anymore? During the tariff war, a big reason stocks dropped was foreigners selling. Given they own over $60 trillion of U.S. assets, they were the tail wagging the dog. When foreigners got nervous, American markets plunged. Now, part of this is terrible trade deals, but a big chunk is Americans do not save money anymore. According to the Bureau of Economic Analysis, Americans currently save just 0.6% of gross national income. The 1990s, it was 7.5%. In the 1960s, it was 12.5%. So what happened? Mainstream media focuses on consumer culture, so media gratification, advertising, credit cards, in other words, we are the problem. But of course, we had all this in the 1990s and even in the 1960s. So the 90s were the me decade. The 1969 Summer of Love is the definition of a media gratification. Advertisements in the 60s were on everything. And by 1969, over half of Americans had a credit card. By the 1990s, they were as ubiquitous as today. Reality, we can trace the low savings rate to three things: stagnant wages, generous welfare, and above all, artificially manipulated interest rates by the Federal Reserve. So the wages and welfare combination actually has a name, the poverty trap, as in the more generous welfare gets, the less people work. You may as well kick back on the couch. In fact, if you work, you lose the benefits, so you are stuck. Now, when illegals push backbreaking jobs to minimum wage, all the more reason to sit back. Recent videos have talked how wages stagnated for the young and blue collar starting in the 2000s to the point they are the first generation in 250 years who do not out-earn their parents. Now, part of this is mass migration competing for jobs, dragging wages down to third world. Part is trade deals that opened our markets but didn't open theirs. And part is the relentless march of regulations that wiped out small businesses, as well as the relentless march of benefits that buy votes by being people not to work. Put them together and the net worth for the bottom half of Americans has been stagnant since 1989, or there's been zero growth. While the poverty trap went to work on the poor and young, the middle class, meanwhile, got run through the interest rate wood chipper by the Federal Reserve. So between the 1950s and 2000, the average Fed funds rate was 5.8%, the interest rate. Since 2000, it's 1.9%, so three times lower. Adjusted for inflation, it's actually been negative since 2000. In other words, banks were paid to borrow money. This did three things. It gutted the return on savings, so for most of the period since 2000, banks have paid fractions of a percent on deposits. After all, why pay you when they're getting it free from the Fed? Second, of course, low rates drive inflation, most spectacularly under Joe Biden. This turned those fractions of a percent negative, so you're actually losing money by saving it. Third, low rates did a number on income inequality, driving up the price of assets from stocks to housing. That slammed the door on the biggest traditional savings pool, your house, your home equity. This rained trillions upon boomers, trillions they never earned, and it destroyed the young, who are currently doom-spending their way to debt slavery. So what's next, brought to you by Unchained.com? It'll take three things to get Americans back to saving: jobs that pay more than welfare, interest rates that reward savings, and controlling federal spending so the Fed doesn't need to force rates down. Now, Trump's doing his best. At this point, Congress needs to get off its butt. Read the rest with charts and all the gory details at ProphecyNounge.com. Okay, we'll be watching. See you next time.
This is Number 6, host of the Six of One show, and I'm grateful that so many of you have donated to help keep the lights on here at RFD. If you love the programming on this network, I hope you'll consider making a donation. Now, we know what it's like to live on the brink of poverty, and we don't want any of our listeners to make their situations worse. But some of you folks have jobs, and even $5 a month from enough people will go a long way towards defraying costs. $50 a month would go even further. So, if you value the teaching, or you just happen to be in a generous mood, on over to dishnuts.net on the web and make a one-time or recurring donation. And I'll thank you for your service.
And now, mandatory mail on the next show.
told me she was gonna leave me and go out with every single one of the boys. It's my homeboy, babe. Treat me the way, treat me the way you wanna do it, babe. Just did not love you. I couldn't make myself do it, baby. No matter how hard I used to try, oh my God.
not love you, my baby.
Thank you.
Thank you.
station to see it arrive. They loved the mystic never had it so good. So ahead I whistled like I knew it you would. Then we started the conversation all up on my side. All I want to talk about is love and goodbye. Don't tell me about your troubles, baby, I've got mine. All I want to talk about is love and goodbye.
Mandatory Mail. Well, yeah, it's supposed to be three songs from John Mail, but this week, I guess we're going to do two because we're kind of pressed for time here. That was two songs by John Mail. That was Nobody Told Me. Tell the track from that out. Oh, yeah. That was Mail Order Mystics. My bad. From Live in London, released in 2011. And we start things off with It's My Own Fault from The Power of the Blues, Part 2, recorded live in Germany, April 1987. Released posthumously in 2020. That's not posthumous. It's before he died, I guess. Died in July 22nd, 2024. So it was before he died. Yeah. Anyway, Mandatory Mail anyway. So we probably should get to the 30 minutes past the hour, so we probably should get to the featured artist segment before it falls too far behind. So let me cue the intro here.
And now, the featured artist segment on the next show.
And this week we're featuring Sunvolt. Last week we finished up our look at Wilco, one of the two bands that was formed from the breakup of all-country band Uncle Tupelo. So this is the other band. This is a Sunvolt. Broke up due to Uncle Tupelo broke up due to tensions between Jay Farr and bandmate Jeff Tweedy. After Uncle Tupelo split, Tweedy formed the alternative rock act Wilco, while Farr decided to form another act, offering Sunvolt. Farr met Jim and Dave Boquist during the final Uncle Tupelo tour, and teamed up with former Uncle Tupelo drummer Mike Heatham to create the band. The group performed and recorded in the Minneapolis area in late 1994 and performed its first concert at the 7th Street Entry in Minneapolis on June 16th, 1995. While half the band was rooted in the Minneapolis area, Farr and Heidorn live in the St. Louis area, and the band used both cities as its basis for operation during the first couple of years. So then they released their first album, Trace, released on September 19th, 1995. This is like released after AM. I kind of remember like AM was didn't sell as many copies, but it was more critically acclaimed, whereas Sunvolt sold more copies. It was not as critically acclaimed. Trace was a critical and commercial success and peaked at number 166 on the Billboard 200 chart and number 7 on the Billboard Heatseekers Albums chart. The album's second single, Drown, was a radio hit and charted at number 10 on the Billboard Mainstream Rock charts and number 25 on the Billboard Modern Rock Tracks chart. By 2009, Trace had sold 297,000 copies in the United States and outsold Wilco's AM released 6 months before, 2-1. So this was a track from Trace. This is Sunvolt. And the first single from the album is called Windfall. Our feature artist is Sunvolt on the next show.
Now and then it keeps you running. Never seems to die. Trail spent with fear, not enough. Living on the outside. Never seem to get far enough. Staying in between the lines. Hold on what you can. Waiting for the end. Not knowing when. May the wind take your troubles away. May the wind take your troubles away. Both feet on the floor, two hands on the wheel. May the wind take your troubles away.
Anyway, when in doubt, move on. inside of you. Living right is easy. What goes wrong, you're causing it to drown. Didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it to drown. Doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it to drown. Silence knows, can't drown. What goes wrong, you're causing it to drown. Didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it to drown. It doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it to drown. Silence knows, can't drown.
Catching on, you don't see
just heard three songs by Sunvolt. That was Catching On. Before that, we heard Drown, which was a hit single in its day. And we started things off with Windfall. All of those were from Trace. Their first album released in September 1995. Vocals and guitar. Dave Boquist on guitar, banjo, fiddle, lap steel, guitar, and dobro. Jim Boquist on bass and backing vocals. And Mike Hydorn on drums, also Eric Haywin on pedal steel guitars. So this brings us to their next album, Straightaways. Recorded with the same lineup as the previous album. Released on April 22nd, 1997, and released on Warner Brothers Records, by the way, and produced by Brian Paulson and Sunvolt. Let's listen to a track from this album. Here's Sunvolt and
now remember when faded summer.
Carry out it easy. paradise.
Done.
never thinks twice behind the scenes is where you are. Time on the asphalt prairie, she's a cemetery savior.